Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, Radio Boomers Live listeners around the world, the entire world. And good morning to our Easy Way family and to our celebrity host, Risa Gray. Risa, how are you on with us?
Barely.
There she is. Rocking and rolling,
Risa. Barely made it. You were playing theme music and I was just coming off.
Oh, man, the dust is just settling. The pencils are just haven't even hit the ground yet. And I'm thinking like, whoa, it's 10 o'clock. And I'm still scrolling and looking for things. Oh, my God. Okay, you know, it's fun, Reese, when we tune in and you're getting the recording that it's just starting. It's like, okay, I better get on pointer. So a lot of stuff, Reese, a lot of stuff going on. We got Keeping Up with Kim, event coming up on the 7th. This coming Saturday, and we're going to have.
We're keeping up with. It's not Kim Kardashian we're talking about here. Let's make this clear.
That's right, Kimberly.
It's Kim.
We got celebrity VIP birthday, and Carpet and Getty Images, Hollywood Weekly, Easyway. There's going to be more. This is going to be fun, and that's go to easywayinfo.com. That's where you find all this stuff, and we also. On June 17th, we have the U.S. Asia Business Forum. It's a big one. ACCS and MSK co-hosting the U.S. China India CEO Connect and Business Alliance Forum. And like I say, I'm not going to leave all the addresses. That you just go to Easy Way Info and get all this, excuse me, all this information. And Eric Zulli is going to be a guest speaker on May 20th to the 22nd in memory of Ryan Long and the ABC Youth. Foundation. If you remember, Reese, we had we were talking about actually going down there to the border area. But the ABC Youth Foundation amateur boxing event June 11th. Anybody can ABC supporting children and better way of life. But some of the individuals working with them have worked with the border situation. And but anyway. That's, like I said, azuainfo.com's got it all. And, Reese, how's it going with you? Been doing any auditions? Anything going on in the Risa Gray world?
I'm doing auditions. I'm going to be on an episode of The Upshaws. It's going to be so far from now that you're not going to remember it. They are so far in advance, but I'm going to be on an episode. I think it's their second season. I've got a show that I'm doing on TikTok, and we're going to be on TikTok Tuesday on Good Day LA in the Los Angeles area. We're going to be on at the 9 o'clock hour. It's going to be a big reveal of our TikTok show that I'm doing. Really excited about that. And we're doing crazy things. But we're still seniors, so we do. Our crazy is a little slower than the rest of the world. But, yeah, I'm really excited about the TikTok show. It's called Retirement House. I can finally say it out loud.
Cool. You're enjoying getting back out doing those auditions instead of doing them in your living room, I suppose.
Oh, no. I'm doing auditions in my living room, and I absolutely hate it. I'm saying it out loud now.
All right.
I absolutely hate it. But, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. That's part of the gig. You do more auditions than you do jobs, so unless you're a big star. But
well, you're rocking and rolling. That's the important thing. So with that, Reese, we're going to roll into our – yeah, let's get – well, I want to – you know, I'm going to go down to one of those situations with you someday and see what it's like down there in the real film world. And we had a lot of it with Eric, but I want to see Risa in the background. So, clock's ticking, Risa. We got to get into our hot topics here.
Hot topic.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, my hot topic is get ready to vote. You should have already gotten your sample ballots in the mail. I got mine. I think I got two. There are elections all over the city, different offices. Some are statewide. Some are neighborhood. Some are really all over the country. The everybody in California is getting mailed a ballot if you're registered to vote. If you haven't gotten your sample ballot or your sample book or information about your election, probably means you're not registered. Now, you've got plenty of time to register. The election day is June 7th, but you have like 2 weeks before that when you can start voting. So you need to get your materials. You need to read over them. There's everything from congressmen and women to judges to dog catchers that are on these ballots. So you need to look at it. You need to see who you want to vote for. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but vote. It's important. Your vote counts. If you don't vote, you might be the deciding factor between someone getting elected or not elected. If you don't vote, don't complain. I don't want to hear it. You didn't vote. So I'm giving you plenty of time, plenty of warning. Get out. Look at the materials. Even look over the things of the judges. Judges have been crucial in cases that have been taking place that are precedent-setting. So we need you to get out, look at the materials, and then be sure to vote on or before June 7th. Jim, what's your hot topic?
Well, people are not very happy with the inflation situation. So what's causing the high prices? Well, elevated inflation has been driven by supply chain disruptions, and we've seen that in the news, you know, the ships backing up out in Long Beach and everything. And pent-up consumer demand for goods as the COVID-19 pandemic wanes. The Federal Open Market Committee, in its latest meeting, forecasted that the personal consumption expenditures inflation rate in the U.S. will average 4.3% in 2022. How about homes? Well, everybody wonders, is there going to be a bubble or whatever? Cost prices will go down in 2022, It's unlikely that home prices will go down anytime soon, especially not in 2020. People were thinking it's got to come down, and you know, but it doesn't look that way. Homes may go up at a slower rate, though, like in the 6% category, and but some are predicting that it could go up to 16%. And how could that be? Because they're so high. Well, people are making more money and affording. They're finding ways, I guess. As for mortgage interest rates, 30-year loan now is at 6.145, although there are lenders advertising the 3.5 category. The average down payment is around 7%. Ukraine announced that it sank two Russian naval vessels in the Black Sea with drone strikes. U.S. Speaker Pelosi to meet with Ukraine's President Zelensky, assuring him that America stands firmly behind Ukraine. Russian eastern offensive appears to be faltering. NATO countries, especially U.S., are sending a lot of weapons and materials over there to support the Ukraine fighters. As for the forces that the Russians are sending, well, the Ukrainians are seeing, and they meet some of these people. They come into their homes to take stuff out, whatever. But they're saying that there's a lot of these troops seem lost and bewildered and hungry, and they're young people, and they do not seem to have a structured military force. Authorities in Alabama are searching for a corrections officer and an inmate charged with murder after they went missing on Friday. The Ivy League admission trick's still working for the wealthy. You know how they would find ways of paying to get their kids in and so on and so forth. Well, yeah, it's still pretty much working. What they do is there's big donations made, and it kind of helps them get in under the whatever they get in under. You know, And India and Pakistan are being tested. Temperatures are in the they're really skyrocketing over there. They say it's putting them to the test because they all don't have air conditioners. We're talking about since 122 years ago, since this stuff started, they've never had temperatures like this, averaging 100 and 116 degrees. So Amber Heard dropped her PR firm amid Johnny Depp's defamation trial, and it turned out her actual attorney was a fan of Depp. Elon Musk tweeted Friday that the antidepressant Wellbutrin should be taken off the shelves. And if, you know, just wrap it up with health professionals are saying you can improve your health and be a happier, productive person by just adding these simple things to your routine. And that's basically by taking more deep breaths through the day, drinking more water, at least 8 glasses a day, which is about half a gallon, moving, stretching, a few of the veggie juices and positive thoughts. And that will make to a happier person. Now, we all can't be, you know, with the exercise routine all the time, but something, a little something helps, right, Reese? Whew. And with that, I tried to get that all out in one breath. We're going to move on here to, we have a special guest. Kimberly Boynton's be coming on. And are we doing a commercial? Yeah,
let's go to commercial first.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new EasyWay store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 EasyWay Network with our built-in wall of fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EasyWay, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit EasyWayNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
EasyWay Magazine is your best vehicle to advertise in if you would like to reach a quality database in corporate Hollywood. Not only will you read the stories and enjoy the content, you will also get to interact through social media and get to meet who's featured at the events, as well as get exclusive interviews from your favorite celebrities. EasyWay Magazine is a Los Angeles and Orange County-based magazine, but also reaches an international audience. Subscribe to EasyWay Magazine today by following EasyWay Broadcasting on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or EasyWayBroadcasting.com's website. To advertise, call 424-209-9290 or email contact at EasyWayBroadcasting.com. That's letter E and letter Z, because we don't do it the hard way. We do it the easy way.
Hello, this is Karen Schig from Anybody Can Youth Foundation. Yes, it's that time again. ABC is back with another USA Boxing sanctioned amateur event. This time we're taking it back to our roots. ABC was founded by the late great light heavyweight champion Archie Moore. Archie Moore trained Cassius Clay, also known as Muhammad Ali, at his training camp in Ramona, California. The training camp was called the Salt Mine because Archie Moore believed his fighters worked as hard as people who worked in the salt mines. ABC is sponsoring this family-friendly boxing event in Ramona, California at Ramona High School on June 11, 2022. The entertainment begins at 11:30 and the fights start at 12. Come one, come all, and enjoy the festivities. There will be food, music, and plenty of fights. ABC would like to invite all of you to this event. ABC knows how to put on a show, and this will be the best one yet. So get your tickets now on Eventbrite. VIP seating available. Look forward to seeing you all there. Peace and blessings.
Yes, indeed. ABC Youth Foundation. Billy Moore.
Out at Ramona. Ramona is a gorgeous place in Los Angeles. Ramona is just beautiful.
Trees.
So.
Well, we have our guest, Kimberly Boynton, coming on. She is a mover and a shaker, and she is an entrepreneur, producer, director, editor, and now American TV personality for her two new shows, Keeping Up with Kim and Keeping It Real with Kim. She also launched her first edition of Serenity Wellness Magazine, featuring a cover and story by Dr. Dante Sears. Kimberly is director of operations for EasyWay and editor-in-chief for EasyWay Magazine, and is the event coordinator for upcoming EasyWay Gala. She has a visionary film festival she will be hosting in September, as well as working with Racer Michaels in the standalone film festival in November. And we're going to bring around, this lady is amazing. She has so much going on. I don't know where she gets the energy. Kimberly, are you on with us?
I am on. Good morning.
Kimberly, Rita. Rita, Kimberly, you remember?
I remember. Of course. I remember Rita. How are you, Rita?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, Kimberly?
I'm doing good.
Kimberly,
thank you.
Where does all that energy come from? Good Lord, you are a busy person.
You know what? I'm going to be honest. Yesterday was the first day that I was able to do nothing, and I made myself do nothing. I said, I'm not answering phone calls. I'm not answering text messages. I said, I'm not doing anything yesterday. But that was my downtime because I knew this week was going to be busy. And my doctor told me at least 72 hours before my event, I have to stop talking. I said, you do realize that that's not going to happen. I'm like, Cinco de Mayo is 2 days. I have an event I have to be at. So I am going to try to stop talking. So everybody listening, I'm not talking this week. I'm just going to text.
So this is
well, good for
stuff.
You. Good for you.
This is good. Yeah, because unplugging is recharging, right, Kim?
Exactly.
Yeah, and we got to talk to Eric about that one.
Yeah.
You know, so you do have a lot of energy though, and you know, there's a lot of avenues you could have taken. Like you could have been an engineer, a doctor, or whatever. What brought you down the path? I like to ask, you know, you're into the celebrity situation. You got your VIP birthday coming up and taping event. And, wow, you're going to have Getty Images there, Hollywood Weekly, EasyWay Network, and Warner Brothers Entertainment, the whole thing going on. So that'll be a little bit more on your plate to keep you busy. But what brought you down the path to what you're doing?
Well, I started performing when I was 3 years old. My grandmother was the one who got me out there, and I started taking dance lessons, like every form of dance. And then I play piano, so I started playing piano. My grandparents were really strict, so I was really on a strict regimen as far as, like, you know, what I did daily. So whereas most kids were out playing and whatever, my mom's an attorney, my aunt's a doctor, so it was only the two of them. I was the only child, so I had, like I said, I had a really strict regimen. So I had where everybody else was out playing, I was sitting at the dinner table reading, you know, the dictionary. And my grandfather is a retired Navy man, and he was also at Cal State Long Beach. So he would bring home all these books, and I had no idea what I was even looking at. But so I'm doing, like, college work in, like, elementary school. But anyway, so from there, I just, you know, I spent a lot of time in my bedroom, and so I had my stuffed animals and my dolls. They became my audience. So I was making up musicals and songs and dances, playing the piano, and, you know, just putting on these little performances. I'd make little admission tickets for them, and, you know.
Cool.
So I just, you know, it started like that, and then it just kind of grew over time. I wrote my first musical in sixth grade, got to perform it. But what really got me in the industry was I met Marlene Dove, who was Whitney Houston's aunt. And at that time, she was the owner and founder of the Blackwell International Academy of Performing Arts, also did the Omni Youth Awards. I didn't know she was Whitney Houston's aunt. I just met her by chance. And I said, oh, you know, I'm a dance choreographer. She said, really? She said, I'm looking for somebody to take over our dance department. So just kind of worked out like that, found out who she was. Cool. She became my mentor. She taught me everything about Hollywood. I was a personal assistant, so kind of learned everything from her. And then from there, did a Paula Abdul video, did a few things, and I just went into the industry at a young age. But then, you know, I have my son, and then I decided to go back to school, and just one thing opened the door for another, and I kind of got out of the industry for a while. And then I just recently got back in it over the last year. So it's just,
wow.
Yeah, it's been a lot of different things.
You know, it is a different life. Like with Rita, she's been in show business. And I mean, either one of you could have taken a different path. And it's a little, I don't know what you'd call it, more conservative. You know, if you become somebody in business, a doctor, lawyer, whatever, accountant. With this business, I think you meet so many people, so many interesting people, and it's just a different life. It's fun.
Well, some people just aren't conservative, Jim. Kim does not impress me as someone who shrinks back in the shadows. She's a busy lady.
Oh, yeah.
Well, funny thing about that is, like, I'm like this here, but when I go out, I don't know, for some reason, I guess I'm, because when I got out of the industry, I mean, obviously you're out there and you're making boss moves and you're walking in like, you know, hey, I'm this, I'm that. And that was when I was in my 20s. And then over the years when I, you know, did different things and became a elementary school teacher and a principal, and then, you know, now I'm a marriage and family therapist. And so I started taking more of that comforting role. So now I'm, you know, are you doing okay? Are you doing good? Are everybody need anything? You know, so I took that role of making sure everybody was okay. So when we're at events now, you know, I've got my producers and everybody saying, Kim, what are you doing? Like, you're not supposed to be taking care of them. They should be taking care of you. And I'm like, but I'm so used to taking care of everybody. Yeah, but that's not you anymore. I'm like, but it still is. So I'm having this fight.
I'm going to tell you a little trick I learned. When I find myself doing that, I ask myself, are they paying you to do that? And
yeah.
If the answer is no, then I get back in my lane because I know what you're talking about. We want to do everything, take care of everybody, but we can't. That's how we burn ourselves out.
Yeah,
oh boy.
And that's true. But a perfect example, and Eric was one who told me this, and I think he was the first one to tell me this. We were doing one of the events, and I said, oh, yeah. I said, they asked me if I could do the check-ins at the door. I said, so I'm going to be doing the check-ins at the door and, you know, whatever. And Eric was like, wait, what? You're going to do what? He's like, no, you're not. He's like, you're the celebrity there. You're the star. He's like, you should not be checking people in. But I was completely fine with, you know, checking people in. And Eric's like, no, you're not. I'm like, okay, no, I'm not checking people in. He's like,
Eric,
you need to get somebody else to do that.
Yeah, Eric did that to me one time, too. They said they wanted me to hand out tickets. And Eric said, what?
No.
You can't hand out tickets.
Yeah.
It was a mess.
No. But I guess.
But he takes care of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. At the birthday, at Eric and Dante's birthday, you came in early, and I appreciated the memory on the tables, because that gets overwhelming, because we're not just having people come in and having a table, we're placing them in certain positions, because we had other celebrities and everything, and you know, you want to place them. And you had it all in your head, so that was good. That helped a lot. And so we got Keeping Up with Kim. Now, what? Tell us a little bit about how you, you know, how you're putting that together, and how do we keep up with Kim?
I can't keep up with myself. So the first show that's going to drop is Keeping It Real with Kim. So Keeping It Real with Kim is more of the talk show. We're going to be taping live in front of a live studio audience, and that actually starts May 15th through the 18th. So we've got, you know, a handful of different celebrities and, you know, people that of the industry and of importance and influences that are going to be on there, as well as, you know, some performers. We have a somebody that's going to be doing a little cooking segment on there. So it's actually exciting. I'm excited to do that. I'm a little nervous, but I'm excited. So that one is actually going to drop in the fall. And then Keeping Up with Kim is going to take a little bit longer just because there's so much editing that my producers are going to have to do and so much footage we have to get. So we're actually going to start taping that. We started taping little segments here and there, but the actual footage is going to start May 7th. Where we have an event that we're going to that morning in Irvine. And then from there, we have to come home, get ready, you know, for the big event that night. And then it's going to spill over into the next day, like the after effects of, you know, what happened from the night before. And so that one, keeping up with Kim, that one will probably drop more towards the beginning of 2023, just because we've got to get like, you know, just a ton of footage and then the producers to go through it, edit it, post-production, and then, you know, put it out there. And, you know, we have to start advertising it. So it's exciting. Keeping Up with Kim literally just started out as an idea when I was doing therapy. One of my really good friends, Vic, he has a podcast show. And I said, hey, you know, we should do like a therapy show or some kind of thing. And because everybody's always saying, I cannot keep up with you. On my Facebook, all my friends were saying, how do you do all this stuff? Like, I can't even keep up with you. One minute you're here, one minute you're there. And I'm like, I just have to keep going. And then we started this little thing here at the house where it was just, we just do silly stuff. Like, I mean, random, some of the conversations we have, we're looking at each other like, how did we even get on this conversation?
Yeah.
So we started calling it Never a Dull Moment. And everybody was like, oh, you should start doing that. Now, you know, put a YouTube channel or do this or do that. So then it's when we came up with the idea of, you know, let's just do Keeping Up with Kim. And that's kind of where it went from there.
Yeah. And you're the event coordinator for the upcoming Easy Way Gala. That was quite a, you know, the awards last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, we had to put a hold on. But that's going to be exciting. It, you know, and coordinating the time zones when people, you know, the nominees and everything, they're coming from different, not only different states, but different countries. So we have to coordinate the time frames on that. That to me looks, oh, that's tricky. And but anyway, that's going to be exciting. And you're working with Racer Michaels, and the film festival Stand Zone.
So we have that one, and we have the Visionaries Festival that we've been, you know, working on this year that we're actually hosting September 9th and 10th. So it's a 2-day event. So that one's going to be great too.
Oh wow! And now your event coming up. On this Saturday, you're going to have, there's going to be a lot. I'm reading. There's so much exciting stuff going. I'm looking forward to going. And you're going to have Jason Spann will be on your stage too, huh?
Yes,
speaking.
Jason Spann is performing. Jason will be there with the Expansion Network. We have C. True, who has his video, it's California Party, that he did with Snoop Dogg. So we're excited. We're going to launch that. I've worked with him, you know, for a while. Very, very talented artist. We have Young Zuck, who's going to be performing as well, too. I'm overwhelmed, and I'm really excited with everybody who's reached out to me that has been promoting this. And, you know, every day I get a phone call, oh, we've got this person that wants to come out. We've got this media that wants to come out, and we've got this line of clothes that wants to. We have the NBA line, Shockerwear, that's going to be coming out and giving out merchandise as well too. So it's just been, it's been really overwhelming and exciting, and I can't even say how truly blessed I am, you know, for, you know, the people that I have and are in my life and the family and the support from, you know, everybody out there. It's just, it's been great.
Well, it's exciting, and I'm really looking forward to the event on the 7th, and possibly just staying there and enjoying the weekend. What the heck? But
you need to. We're gonna tape again the next day too, so you could be on there too. We got to have you there.
I'm in.
How do people find out about getting tickets? Do they go to the Easy Way wall?
EasyWayInfo.com.
Yeah, I think Eric put it on there. He said that he put that on there. And then you can also go to keepingupwithkim.com. But Kim is with the Y. So I think that's where a lot of the confusion comes in. It's keepingupwithkim, K-Y-M, easywayevents.com, and then it's on the Easy Way Events as well, too.
And you're on the wall, of course.
I'm on the wall.
Well,
yes.
We want, I'll tell you what, with your busy schedule, I'm glad your shut-off program wasn't Monday morning, because we love having you on, and we're glad you could take the time to be with us. But the time has run out, so we got to let you go, and thank you again, and we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day and a great week. Thank you.
Thank
and
you,
happy sir. Birthday.
Oh,
happy
thank you
birthday.
So much. I forgot about that
yep.
one, but yes, thank you. All right, you guys have a great week.
So Aretha, how many birthdays does the average man have? I got Aretha. Okay.
80?
80? How about one?
Oh, he's only born one day. Yeah, I knew there was a trick in there somewhere.
We finally got Aretha on one. Okay, we got to move along here. We got Carmelita's Corner. I got a commercial with Carmelita's Corner. And then we have
Boomers
Jason
Forever
Smith.
Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I'm feeling grand. Yep, we got a great guest coming again your way today, and his name is Millard Jackson. He hails from New York City, the Big Apple, and he actually began his musical career at the early age of 8 when he was discovered at his church and coached by the organist, Mrs. Leona Higgs. And his strong foundation led him to be recognized in the field of rhythm and blues and jazz. His journey has taken him to work with many great names, such as Bobby Womack, Johnny Guitar Watson, Solomon Burke, Peebo Bryson, Jeffrey Osborne, Lenny Williams, Peaches and Herb, Thelma Houston, Little Anthony and the Imperials, The Village People, KC and the Sunshine Band, and oh my goodness, can I say more? Anyway, he is currently performing in Las Vegas. He's performed at many venues there, and his band, Cool Mist, is performing regularly on Sunday morning brunches. And with his live jazz at the Gordon Birch, which is a brewing company there in Las Vegas. He's getting ready to also celebrate another big day, his birthday coming up, and let's let him do that today on the air. Welcome, Millard. Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
All right. Hey, how did you like that applause?
Hey, I like that applause.
I think most of us do. It's a great way to start the day. So anyway, you're coming from New York City. Can you tell us how that came about and how you wound up in Nevada?
Well, I was born and raised in Queens, New York. But the way I got to the West Coast is I went into the military many years ago. And one of the last stations I was at was up in the Pacific Northwest, Fort Lewis. And when I got out, I just stayed in that area, and then I started bouncing around on the West Coast almost ever since, although I would get back to New York every once in a while, but never fully living back there ever again. And so I was in California for a while, Southern Cal, and doing a lot of music around there, working with various artists and working locally and then also traveling around the world with various people. And then after that, I ended up, since it's so close, in Vegas, starting out with some of the casinos. And every now and then we still do a casino, but it's a little different now.
Listen, Millard, I just got a little note here from our producer. Are you on speakerphone by any chance?
No, I got my AirPods in, though. Is there a discrepancy with the sound?
Well, it sounds like you're on speakerphone, but whatever. Anyway, we just need to get a clear reception.
Okay, I can just speak directly to the phone. I can take the AirPods off. Try that.
Okay. I guess we can try to proceed here. Hopefully, if you are on speakerphone, you can turn it off.
Yeah. No, I'm using my AirPods.
You're using what?
My in-ear, the earphones.
Okay, well.
I can take all of it off and just go direct to the phone real quick.
Yeah, go direct to the phone. That way we can get a better reception.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, sounds
how about now?
Better. Yeah, sounds better already. Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay, yeah, we want everybody to hear what you have to say. So,
yes.
And especially towards the end of our program, because we want to send them off serenading our guests with your music.
Absolutely.
Now let's talk about your music. We know that you already started out as a keyboard player, and obviously you have managed to become a master at that field, because my goodness, the list of the names that you have worked with is very impressive. Can you tell us how you were able to get such a list together, or your journey with some of these people?
I'm sorry, can I tell you what? I missed that last.
Yeah, in other words, you have a long list of well-known entertainers
mm-hmm.
that you have worked with, and I'm assuming
mm-hmm.
you have backed them up with your keyboards. And,
absolutely.
Yeah. Can you tell our listening audience how you were able to make those connections?
Well, you know, when you live in, when I was living in L.A., there's a lot of the folks, even though they come from other parts of the United States, and during that time were in L.A., somewhere in L.A., and the word gets around when you're a local musician, when they need various artists for various things. And I got calls. People called me, and then all of a sudden I'm working with that particular artist, and then you get a reputation. You know, they, you know, whether you're a bass player, drummer, keyboardist, they say, well, this person plays good. Get a hold of that person. And it sort of a network type thing like that happens.
Yes, basically just be good at your game, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, that's
and
a good lesson, I think, for all of us is, you know, to just do what you do and do it well. You know, years ago, I had the experience of performing at a nightclub on La Cienega in Beverly Hills, and at that time it was owned by Red Fox.
Oh.
And I got the gig because an actor, well-known actor, referred me, and I sang there. And I didn't know it at the time, but Bill Cosby was sitting in the back. And then I got word, you know, that, and I could see him, you know. It wasn't that big of a club. But who else was there was one of my favorite guitar players' brother. Not Wes Montgomery, but his brother, Monk Montgomery.
Right.
And I will never forget the advice that he gave me. And that is, you know, it's not good enough to be good. You have to be better than good. So I never will forget that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, because, you know, let's face it, the competition out in the entertainment world is really fierce. It really is,
yeah.
You know. I
absolutely
mean, there's,
fierce.
There's so, I mean, like when you look at someone like Prince that made it to what we would consider the top, look at all the people he had to get through to get there. And he's not one of hundreds, but one of millions.
Millions, absolutely.
Millions. And,
yeah,
and
well,
just like,
you know,
huh?
I was going to say it doesn't hurt to have a little bit of a combination of luck and some other things behind you as well, and being at the right place at the right time. And then you just have to have that drive and that push, I would think, for people like Prince and others. And
you
we
know,
all have that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we do. We have it, but those of us who love what we do, you know, years ago, I met a lady who was in the entertainment field. She was an agent. And, you know, sometimes you meet people and you don't realize how valuable they are in the industry or really who it is that you're meeting. And she was a legend in her field, but I didn't know it, you know. She attended a event that I produced. I honored one of our other music legends. He's gone on to glory now, Herb Jeffries. He's no longer on the earthly stage. But I would never forget, you know, meeting people like her. And she told me, I never will forget what she said to me. She said, "You've got that same look in your eyes that Lena Horne had." And I thought, oh, really? You know,
there it is.
It's like, you know, I guess people can pick up on your energy and know that there's something about you, you know, that is your energy or your vibe or whatever it is. They realize that, you know, you have this passion. And now I have a saying, I live to sing and sing to live. And I think that pretty much describes how
that
I feel about
it.
Singing.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's true.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, you just do what you do, you know, anyway, I congratulate you, you know, on your career, and one of our great friends, Oneida Polk, I want to give her a shout out. Let's give her
absolutely
a shout out.
Hi, Oneida.
Hi,
sure
Oneida. Yes, I hope she is. She's a wonderful lady. We've become very good friends. I actually met her indirectly through one of my closest friends who my husband and I had a double wedding with.
Wow.
She's gone on to glory, Linda Fontanette, also known as Linda Love. She has been a, you know, entertainer in the full sense of the word. You know, she's worked with Little Richard and on and on. I met Beverly Harris through her. And Beverly Harris was part of the Harris Girls. They were like a trio, like the Supremes. And they were very, very well established and very well loved. Beverly, you know, she just is enjoying her life now, you know, her grandchildren and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But through Beverly, I have Beverly to thank for Oneida.
That's funny
how that
works.
You see how it goes? You see how the chain goes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's been a while since I've talked to Beverly. I do miss her. She actually has a beautiful daughter who is, you know, a Hollywood starlet you know, just a beautiful daughter. So anyway, let's talk about you with your Mist. Tell us the name
cool
of your band again.
Cool Mist.
Cool Mist. That's a cool name, too. Tell us about this birthday event that you've got going on.
Oh, let me see. We're going to over at the WSO, better known as the Westside Oasis. We're going to be celebrating my, I'm not going to say the numbers, my birthday, on the 15th, a Sunday. Actually, my birthday is really Saturday the 14th, but we do the Sunday jazz brunch there. So I'm going to have all the people there already, and we're just going to just celebrate my birthday, which I usually don't. I usually let that day just kind of come in quietly and just move on. For some reason this year, I decided let's do it. And we're going to have lots of a lot of entertainers, local entertainers and singers and musicians going to come out. Hopefully, they're going to be all invited. And we're just going to just eat cake and be merry.
Okay, well, listen, on that note, I just want you to tell them how they can do that. And we're going to play our way out with your original music called Lucky from your CD.
Okay, it's actually called Lucky Six.
Lucky Six, okay. So how can they get their tickets or help you celebrate?
Well, the address is 808 West Lake Mead, Las Vegas, Nevada, and there's no charge. Just come on in there.
Oh, okay. And, sounds like
mm-hmm.
a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And the location, what's the name of it again?
It's called the Westside Oasis, 808 West Lake Mead, Las Vegas, Nevada. And we're there from 12 to 3 normally on jazz brunch. But I think we'll be there a little bit longer on the 15th because
mm-hmm.
it's my birthday.
All right. Well, happy birthday to you, Millard, and let's listen to your music on the way out.
All right.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Actually, it's not tech time. We're going to have on a very special second guest this afternoon or this morning.
We are.
You know, from time to time we do that. And Jim, you want to introduce Jason, although he's not a stranger to our audience.
Oh, yeah. Jason Spann. He's the, he's a, He's an entrepreneur, a singer, a songwriter, a business professional, executive producer of Expansion TV, and founder of the Expansion Group. And Jason has been a, you could say, he just leads the way. He's just such a benefit to people that are starting out, and he's got persistence and perseverance. I just have a lot of accolades for this man, and we've got a lot of questions on how he got started. And Jason, we're going to bring you on. Jason, you on with us?
How's everybody doing this morning?
Jason, we got Aretha. Remember Jason?
How you doing, Miss Aretha?
Absolutely. I'm doing well. Thank you, Jason.
How are you, Mr. Zulli?
I'm still here keeping up with Aretha and Eric. I'm doing my best. And,
that's right.
And I'll tell you, you're kind of what I call an inspiration. Your perseverance, and you started, you know, with your podcasting and your shows and everything. And I saw you at, you know, when we had the event at the Universal Bar and Grill, and what a show that was. That was impressive with the carpet and everything going on. So
it was an absolute blessing.
It was amazing. And, And you're going to be at the event coming up on the 7th, speaking on stage at Kimberly's birthday, and there's going to be a lot of press and publicity there. Just backtracking a little bit, I like asking what was it that brought you down this path? Because you know, it's a lot of fun, it's a lot of work, and it's a different life. So what brought you on stages and doing your shows and everything? What was it that triggered that?
I've thought a bit about that lately, and what really led me to want to help other people in terms of scaling their branding is just, you know, situations and obstacles that I experienced in business and having overcome them, looking back and realizing that I could help people avoid some of those mistakes and pitfalls.
The pitfalls, yeah. And, you know, that eliminates them going through those doors. And, you know, it's like...
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like Aretha would say, you know, it's the perseverance. She, you know, you don't get every audition, right, Aretha? You don't get chosen for every show. And
not at all, but I also say that experience is not the best teacher. Other people's experience is the best teacher. So you don't have to go through it. And that's kind of what you do, right, Jason?
Absolutely. I'm a man of faith, and I believe that, you know, everything is example-led. That's the way the Father set it up for us, if you think about it. He wrote everything down. He wrote a manual for us called the Bible to help us avoid the pitfalls in life. And if you stick and adhere to that, you will avoid the majority of them. We know this. So why can't that principle be applied to business? If you're wise, you will take notice of other people's mistakes so that you don't have to make them. That's the way the system is set up.
Yeah, and you don't have to go through that door. If you found out, well, other people who went through that door had a lot of problems, so we'll try the other one.
Seek,
you know,
wise counsel
about...
and listen to the counsel.
Exactly. So according to U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, 20% of new businesses fail in 1 to 2 years, 45% fail in 5 years, and 65% in 10 years. And basically about 25% are left that make it. And you have, you know, your program is you find something that's not working and you change tracks. And some of the top reasons that they fail, they say they fail to market online. They fail to listen to customers. They fail to leverage future growth. And they fail to adapt and grow when the market changes. And you seem to adhere to a lot of these, right? You have your program.
I was going to say, looking at those things, how has working with Eric, I call him Easy, working with Eric, how's that been with you?
Well, that falls right in line with what I was talking about earlier in terms of seeking wise counsel. You can definitely say that that term applies to Eric. I mean, I went to an event last week where Dick Clark's business partner actually anointed him the digital Dick Clark. And being a friend of Eric's, that was incredible to see. And when you sit back and think about what that means, you know, it blows your mind. And what Eric has showed me is that if you have an idea and if you believe in that idea and you will listen to wise counsel in terms of honing your message, it will work. There are certain things that Eric can do for you digitally that can assure that your brand is going to be something that's going to be recognizable and remembered. And there's not many people that can tell you that. He can. Being a part of the Easy Way family has taken my business to several other different levels.
Well, you know, there's you have to pay attention, because if you don't, when the world's changing so fast, you fall behind. Like, there's a couple businesses we know that are no longer there. And you find that. Now, are you a tech person? Like, Brief is a tech person. Had you had to learn a lot of this? Because when you got into this business with, you know, everything you're doing, you're finding out, boy, I really got to keep up with this, right?
It's definitely a part of the adaptation that you were speaking about earlier, Mr. Zuli. Thank you for the question. As far as being a techie, the answer is absolutely not. But if I wanted to enter into this space, I had to adapt and grow. That's what I decided to do. And I'm so glad that I did, because now I'm at the point where I can actually help others do the same thing.
So as far as, you know, consulting and development and promotions and all that, so on and so forth, you feel the Easy Way program with Eric has helped you?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's helped me to establish what I like to call scale branding. I can meet a business where they live, get an idea of what they feel is the next level for them, and we put together a branding/marketing scheme that will get them there.
And now, so what kind of guests, say, are you looking for your expansion show? And what would you say is your target audience?
I promote entrepreneurs and artists. I would like to help artists recognize the potential of the business within their art, and I'd like to help business people recognize the fact that business is an art. So it's just getting people to see the other side of the coin that they are a part of, because business people are artists, the ones that are good at it, and artists are business people, the ones that are successful at it.
Yeah, I was reading to expand the business, you're supposed to add new products or services, optimize existing market, claim or current corner of a specific market, move into new markets and seek referrals and so on and so forth. You seem to have those bases covered. And so now, where is expansion going next, what would you say? And Jason's, what are some of the things on your bucket list that you want to reach out and do?
Well, as far as the short term is concerned, the thing about the Easy Way Network is the networking is, I mean, it's a whole nother level. Your previous guest, Kimberly Boynton, I actually met her at the taping of my first episode of Rhythm in Business, which is another show that I do. And she enjoyed herself. And after a few conversations, which, you know, were facilitated through Eric, we excuse me, came to an agreement as far as collaborating on this event that's coming up Saturday, which is actually Kimberly's birthday, which she didn't even, you know, she didn't even mention it, which shows her level of humility. She's a great person. Yes, Saturday is her birthday. So everybody that comes out, please tell her happy birthday. But the networking is what led to that. An Easy Way event led to another Easy Way event. And I think that that is something that is powerful and incredible. We support each other's events within the Easy Way community. And it's something that leads to growth and sustained growth because you have a business community behind you. It's incredible. I'd like to invite everybody to come to expansion.com. That's XSPANNION.com. And you'll be able to check out the events calendar as well as get a peek into my Shopify store, which is movecommerce.com. I'm really excited about everything that's coming up. And in the long term, I don't mind admitting I want to be the next Eric Zulli.
There you go. And you you're on that wall. You're on the wall of fame. And I'm looking forward to seeing you. We're going to get you on the red carpet and on the 7th. And I want to thank you for coming on. The clock ticks, boy. Wow, it goes so fast. But thank you again, Jason. And we'll be seeing you on the 7th.
Thank you for having me. It's been a blast, as always.
Well, that guy's going to tell everybody to go to Easy Way, letter E, letter Z, RSVP.com, and you can go to letter E, letter Z, EasyWayInfo.com to get all this information that you're hearing, everything that's going on. And the Awards Golden Gala will be opening nominee submissions on May 5th on EasyWayAwards.com for our December 9th. Third televised award show. Okay, so that's easywayawards.com. And I heard that Eric will be speaking and possibly performing. Some of you have seen the videos of Eric up there. And so, guys, it's, wow, there's so much, Reese, a lot of stuff. But, you know, Eric makes it so you can go to easywayinfo.com. That kind of helps. And
oh,
I know
absolutely.
It's a bit of a... And, that's at the Kimberly event on May 7th, not the awards. So I know it's a little far for you, Reese, but maybe if I get a limo to pick you up and take you down there, maybe we get Reese out there. But it is, it's
as long as the limo will take me back home, I'll be fine.
Well, with that, we want to thank everybody for popping on. The time does fly, and we're going to be back here, Reese and I, Monday morning, Radio Boomers Live at 10 o'clock, 10 to 11. That's Pacific time. So remember, easywayinfo.com, and go to the wall, check out the Easy Way Wall of Fame. And Reese, any closing words of wisdom here? I always put you on the spot, I know, but what do you think?
Just check out who you're voting for. Don't vote for them because you think they've got a cute name. That's not a qualification for a person in office. Check them
or
out. See
style.
What they've done. Or they're cute. I know. I remember the days. Oh, he's so cute. I'll vote for him. No. That's gotten in a lot of trouble.
Reese, it goes to show you the little things that affect, like when Nixon and Kennedy had their debate, well, what's the big news the next day? The big news was Nixon didn't do his makeup. He didn't do the makeup for the lighting, and that they said that made him look drab. And you know, little things. Like that. I guess that's actually right, partially true, right? You know, you got to get the makeup because of the lighting.
Well, you really do, and you do need to look good. I mean, that's all true, but as constituents, we need to dig deep.
See?
And find
there you
out
go.
What are these people are about.
Parting words of wisdom. Dig deep. And so until then, guys, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is going to be signing out.
All right. Bye.
The BrainTap is a unique headset that combines light and sound frequencies with guided meditations. Dr. Patrick Porter, inventor of BrainTap and member of our faculty, has created 20 to 30 minute course reviews for many of our courses. Before starting a course or at any point before taking the exam, you can put on your brain tap, close your eyes, and begin your course review. Brain tapping guides your mind from an awake, reactionary mind into an intuitive, creative state, then to a place where super learning and healing can occur, with the outcome being a heightened state of consciousness with crystal clear focus. Relax with scientifically proven techniques that create a symphony of brainwave activity, a feeling of calm focus that's just right for learning and productivity. Each session is designed with brainwave balance in mind. Some audio sessions have dual voice processing, which means you may hear two voices speaking at the same time. This technique is used for inspiring left and right brain balance.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.